Hello, Greg. How are you?
Hi, Vivian. Hi. Were you the one that talked to my father, or was that a different person?
It might have been. He just signed up with
His
me
name
today,
is.
right?
Yeah,
Greg
his
Hill.
name's Greg, and that's my name too. We have a different business, but his business is epoxy surface professionals.
Right.
So he was telling me about you guys. You probably heard about the guy we were using. I'm the one that found that guy, and he was great for.
Aaron, yeah.
He was great. He was amazing for the first like 7 or 8 months for me. He was unbelievable. But I'm sure my dad told you too. He has this thing where he only charges 200, and he does SEO, and he also updates the website. But I think the reason he does that whole thing is because he doesn't want to be held accountable. Because I've offered to pay him more, but for the last couple months, I've lost money on some of these classes we do because he just won't respond to me. And so he's kind of
Really?
like,
Oh, man.
yeah, his kind of whole mission that he set out to do, and he was truthful with it for the first 8 months,
Right.
was that he got disillusioned with some of the bigger website companies that basically make you a website and then lock you out. And he was truthful with that. But the last 2 months, especially last week, it got to the point to where I had had enough, just because so much of my business relies on people booking classes through our online booking system. And there were a lot of problems with that. And I texted him last Wednesday about some issues that I wanted him to fix. And now he's at the point where he just, I mean, I'll pay him $200 at the beginning of the month, and for 2 days he'll work a little bit. But then after that, he just pretty much ghosts me the rest of the time. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. So your name is Greg too. I just talked to your
Yeah,
dad this morning.
my name is, yeah, my name's, he told me about you guys on Friday. And he said he was gonna talk to you today, and then he messaged me saying he talked to you and that I should give you a call.
Okay.
Because we were obviously both using the same guy, Aaron.
Yeah, he had mentioned to me about Aaron. I was kind of sharing with him some of the things, like, and he goes, I kept telling the guy, let me pay you, what are you going to charge? And he kept saying, no, just let's just get you going and stuff. He's all, but I kind of feel too, like what you said, the accountability, right? Like if nothing's happening, he doesn't want to be held accountable. So some of the things I was telling your dad, because he has your dad listed in Corona, and I told him, listen, that's, when you're listed in a different location like that, that's where your red dot's at. Your address doesn't show on Google. Google doesn't want your address to show. So the way he kind of explained it to your dad, which is kind of incorrect because of the fact that you guys are considered a home office, right? It's not like, for example, like your dad's business. No one goes to him. He goes to them. He doesn't have to show his physical address on Google. Businesses like his run out of a home office, right? So the address is always going to be hidden. I said, so now we're going to, so like what we're doing with your dad is we're updating his business address to reflect his home address, but the address is going to be hidden. We're updating his phone number to show his actual phone number, because the phone numbers that he's been listing for your dad are numbers that come with apps. He doesn't need all of that, right? And it just kind of confuses your dad a little bit more with all the different apps that he's having for these different numbers where he's being listed. So we're kind of doing like a whole name address cleanup for him. So what's the name of your business? It's Artistic Collective? Artist Collective, I'm sorry?
It's artist. Artist is plural. It's Artist Collective, and then the last word is Dos Lagos, like two lakes in Spanish, and it's doslagos.com. That's where we're located. We have a actual retail space of 5,500 square feet in the Shops Dos Lagos in Corona.
Oh, I'm okay. It's at the 2795 Cabot Drive, suite number 6.
Yes.
Okay, I'm
Yes.
looking at it now.
And for a while there, I don't know if we're still listed at the top, but for a while there, he had us ranked like number one for art classes, which is what we do a lot. But then I was trying to rank us for our venue because we also do venue rentals. But, you know, he obviously said it would take more money for – not that he likes to take money. He's just like, yeah, that's going to take more money for the placement on Google and everything.
So probably talking about Google ads. Do you know what all he was currently doing? Because I'll be quite honest with you. I typed in art classes in Corona, and you come up as number one.
Yeah, that's what he did for us, actually. And I don't want to make it sound like for the past, before these past 2 months, he wasn't doing a phenomenal job. Because he really was. And I felt like it was actually kind of a godsend to find him. And it was for a long time. It's just that, for whatever reason, I think I'm, because the way I work with my business and the website and everything is I'm very hands-on, and we frequently need classes added with pictures of the art we're going to be doing, and I'm constantly coming up with ideas. And I think at a certain point he was kind of like
over it.
I offered to pay him more, but he wouldn't accept it, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be honest with you, it's a lot of work. You know what I mean? For one individual to be doing. It is a lot of work. The website is great.
But I know that we don't come up number one on, like, venue rentals or party rentals or even our mobile stuff or some of the other stuff I wanted to get ranked on like, paint and sips, sip and paints, these different things.
I know
parties.
That's so popular now, the sip and paint.
Yeah, and we're quickly becoming the most popular one in Corona, just because not a lot of people do it in Corona.
A lot don't. So do you do it mobily too? Like if someone wanted to have a sip of paint, like at their house or, you know,
we do that for individuals in their community, but also we are working on getting, private, like business accounts. Like we have a big account at Glen Ivy where we're there 4 days a week.
Nice.
We also just acquired an account at Marietta Day Spa where we're there now twice a month. That was our first one last Thursday. And I have my manager marketing person that works with me working on getting those accounts. But I also need the help of the SEO and the website to let people know that, hey, if you need to do a corporate event or your place is looking for mobile services that we offer, that's where the kind of deficit was, where I was falling short with the website and the SEO and stuff, you know?
Yeah. So it's just being able to utilize even more keywords and search terms pertaining to, like, when people are searching like that, right? So there's a couple of different ways. Are you guys doing anything with Facebook? I was trying to see if there was anything there.
Yeah, I pretty much we have a team of, like, three people that post on Instagram, and it's connected to Facebook, and I put money into targeted
Facebook
ads on there, and we get a lot of business from there. But I know that if I had a professional to help, like, kind of streamline that and be more detailed with it from, like, a professional like you guys, that we could probably optimize it even more, you know, because I'm handling boosting the posts right now, and I have been the whole time.
What are you spending on your Facebook ads? Or are you doing just marketplace?
Well, I do marketplace too, but that's starting to become kind of a thing I'm trying to go away from. Mostly it's like I'll do a post on Instagram, and then I'll put in all the specifications for the location and the interest and all that stuff and the mile radius and all that. And then I don't know, I think we actually spend more than I'd like to. We spend about probably, I'd say, $700 a month on it.
Okay.
But we can't really afford to do that. It's just that we've found that that's the best kind of tool for us to, you know what I mean, to get conversion, especially when we're doing, like, big, like, we do album paint parties, like,
for like Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, things like that. And you get a lot of people coming out through boosting those posts.
Yeah. I'm just looking at a couple of things. Just to see like what's going to be the best route for you. So like your dad's doing the Facebook ads along with the Google optimization, right? So just to be very clear, Greg, when we talk about the local map, like when we help you with that, basically what that local map on the first page is going to cover is anyone who's within the zip code where you're PIN verified, right? In your case, you do want your address to show because it's an actual location that people go to, right? For classes, right? So you definitely want that address to show. Your dad's case is different because he's mobile. Like no one comes to him. So.
Right. And I will tell you right now that his business and his website needs are very
different,
way smaller than,
yeah.
We need a lot more, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Yeah. So just as long as you and I are both on the same page, right? It doesn't always apply. Like businesses are different and what the criteria, like what you need as far as like, you know, how aggressive you need to be or your line of industry is different. In other words. So, now, of course, local map, like I explained to your dad, you know, that's basically local map is only going to get you found there in your zip code and anyone who's really within 5 to 10 miles, if that. What are some of the areas that you typically like to target, if you don't mind me asking you? Like, where do a lot of your people come from?
You mean geographically?
Yeah, geographically.
So, mostly all of the Inland Empire. We usually target like Marietta, Temecula, Lake Elsinore, all down the south from us because we're in the Temecula Valley. So like all of the Inland Empire plus all the way to Temecula.
Okay. Okay. And then now this venue that you're talking about, is this like a venue just for like if someone wanted to rent it to do like a sip and paint? Or is it like a venue for like parties, weddings?
If you go to our, I don't know if you have the website.
I'm on the website.
We have a tab that says party, and on that page.
Yes, party packages.
We have the venue rental, which is like anything from a baby shower to, you know, a quinceañera.
Right.
And we have pictures on there too, and then. We also have a booking system that he built with a contract that you can download and upload, but I wanted to get it over to an e-signature, but he never did that. But we also do paint parties, so you can rent out the space for, like, we have a two-hour paint party package, three-hour, all the way up to, like, 7 hours.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. 7 hour? Yeah, I'm looking at them. This is cool. I really like this.
Yeah.
And I see what you're saying, like, as far as for birthday parties and stuff like that.
You could tell, I mean, you could probably tell he did a pretty good job on the website, you know?
Honestly, he did. He did a really good job on the website. I'm not going to say he didn't. I think he did an excellent job. I love the way the packages are kind of, like, posted there. You know what I mean? It honestly, the website looks great, right? Websites primarily are where people can gather more information. They can book with you. Honestly, I wouldn't see anything about tinkering the website. But your issue is that when you're updating information, he's just not around to update it. Is that what it is?
Yeah, so for instance, there was a day. I don't want to take a bunch of your time, but I have a bunch of
stuff okay.
today.
It's okay. It's okay. No worries.
I'm talking to somebody right now. I'm in the process of getting somebody to help me coordinate the venue as far as dealing with customers and whatnot. And I was going through with her, and she was looking through the website, and she noticed a couple of grammatical things. And I was like, oh, I asked them to change that months ago. So there was just one thing in particular where for vowel renewal, it said veil renewal, and I had been asking him for months to change it because I don't sit in there and do that. And then he changed it real quick, but then there was a couple other things that I asked him within the same breath to like
if he could fix. And then it's been like 4 days and I haven't heard back. And so just things like that. There's things with the classes, like there's two pictures of paint and sips we're doing for the third and fourth months of this month. And
uh-huh.
People want to know, people are messaging me, what are the paintings you're going to do, you know? And we could have had a lot of bookings, but I've asked them to put it up there for the past, I don't know how long, a couple, like, month at least. And then another problem is, like, my wife knows, she's my partner, she knows a little bit about how to navigate a website, but she keeps doing this thing where she forgets, she can't figure out how to add the ticket to it. So we had one class that I asked him to fix, but he didn't. And a bunch of people signed up for free, and then when I emailed them all, only 4 people showed up, and we had like 25 people that were supposed to come. So just
oh,
things
dang.
Like that I
yeah.
I need to be able to be in communication with somebody to say, like, hey, if you can't do this, can you show me how to do it so I'm equipped with the tools necessary to be on top of this? Because our business is ever changing and ever evolving, and there's a lot that goes into it. And he just, I think, like you said, it was too much for him at the end of the day.
Yeah, I can honestly tell you this, and that's one thing I'm not afraid to tell you if we can or can't. As far as the website and what you're wanting, that's not something we do. Okay? We wouldn't tinker with this website. I mean, the kind of websites that we build, honestly, wouldn't be anything close to what he has set up for you. So I just rather be transparent with you on that. The website looks great, but it's just, I understand what you're saying, just these little things and you having to get to him, and it does seem like a lot of work, you know, and that's probably why he hasn't answered as much. No, you guys have the logins to all that, right? To the website. So I'm assuming, and does he have a setup where you guys can go in there and make those changes too?
Yeah, we can go in there and make those changes. It's just that some of those, he showed me how to do a lot of it even on the laptop, but also from my phone. But it's just that some of it is stuff that we still don't really know how to do.
Right.
Damn,
I wish I could figure that out. Yeah, because, I mean, one thing too, grammatically, I could see why that girl pointed out those things, because it's like, you know, you want the grammar to be, you know, it's like I told your dad, this is probably why he doesn't want to charge anything, because he probably doesn't have the time. I mean, he was probably just trying to help you guys, but doesn't really have the time. And your dad's like, yeah, but I'm still losing money. And I said, no, I get that. Because the kind of websites that we build, it's not the kind of website that honestly you're going to need for this particular business. I mean, as far as like we help with Google Ads and all that other stuff, but primarily, I mean, I can say that our websites are more geared for like contractors, right? Not so much for your type of industry. I mean, we can help with the Google placement, Google Ads, Facebook Ads and all that. But if you're really trying to find someone under one umbrella that's also going to assist you with this website, unfortunately, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell you that no, not with this type of a website.
So would you
suggest, that's one thing about me, and I'm not afraid to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
No, I really appreciate your transparency. One of the things before my father mentioned last Friday, I was going to talk to my partner, because I know it would take work for us to figure out how to do these things we got to do, but I don't think it would take too much work for us to basically be able to, you know, do the bare bones of like what we need to add as far as adding classes and pictures,
right,
and these things, and going in and editing some text. So would you suggest maybe just us kind of figuring out, you know, going down the path of figuring that out, since you deal with mostly like websites?
I would honestly say, to save you money as far as the website, without you having to go through like a whole completely different company to address the website, if you want to save money, Greg, I'm going to say get with your partner to try to get with this guy, maybe write down all the little steps you need to do so you guys have the ability to make those changes yourself. I know it might be a little bit time consuming, But I think between you and your partner, because it looks like the guy has gotten the gist of everything that you need. It's critiquing the other little changes that need to be made, right? And the booking system. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would suggest. Rather than you having to go through, because here's the thing. If you go through any other company just to be able to help you with these things with the website, they're going to want to change it all up. And a lot of these companies can charge you, I mean, a lot of money, a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, okay. I really like the website. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you now. I wish I would have known about you before, like when my sister-in-law had her 50th, because I think this would have been a cool place to do, like her birthday party. I mean, hell, if I would have known about it 2 years ago when I had my 50th, I would have been like, okay. Yeah. You know how hard it is to find venues right now? Like, you have no idea.
It's difficult. We've been doing pretty well at it, and that's why I just kind of had to reassess. But I think that what I'll do is I'll probably shoot him a text and just be transparent with him and say, like, look, man, I know it's a lot of work that goes into running our site and everything. We're going to try to do most of it on our own, but just try to communicate with him and let him know that I understand.
Yeah.
And I empathize.
That's what I would do. Yeah, because, I mean, the guy, like I said, and I told your dad this, too. Like, for the most part, I know what he was doing was trying to help you guys. But it's like, if you're paying someone, like, let's say you're paying him an X amount of money and it's not working, okay, listen, you're accountable. Like, I'm paying you. I need this fixed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need it done now, you know? So I would just be honest with him and just tell him, listen, we know it's a lot of work. I get it. And, you know, and I appreciate what you've been doing, but we want to be able to handle this stuff on our own. So can you just walk me through, show me what I can do to make these changes, to get the booking system up and running as to where it should be, right? You know, I don't see him, like, kind of being, you know, like, you know, never mind, or, you know what I mean? It's just, I'm going to tell you, for one person alone, it's a lot of work, a lot of work. People don't understand that. They think sometimes, you know, like I talk with business owners all the time, and you and your dad understand it, but when you talk with other business owners, oh my gosh. If you would listen to some of them, like they're just like, and I'm like, you have, like, no one's going to get you on Google in a day. I'm like, Google can't even do it. You'd already be. Did you try to explain that to them? I'm all, do you understand, like, how many hours go into this? And we have a team that's dedicated to your account. So if you're in the business that I need business, like, today because I have no work, like, it's not going to happen. You're not going to be on Google tomorrow because of all the placements that got to go on, the optimization, the keywords, you know, creating profiles. So, I mean, you understand that, but when you try to explain it to a lot of old school business owners that don't, it's a challenge sometimes, but it's okay. I have a lot of patience.
Oh, I know. Yeah. So okay. Well,
now one thing I can tell you is this, right? So, like how we were talking about discussing the Google, you know, local map, okay? And that's because that's really, I mean, yeah, you're coming up on the first page there in Corona, but if you're talking like Temecula and or areas, this is outside of what they consider your local area. Google considers the local area 5 to 10 miles from your zip code. Getting out, found outside of that, how we do that is Google ads or even Facebook ads. Facebook ads, what I like about them is that they're going to always retarget someone who's done a search for your services. And even if they didn't call you or, you know, go to your site or what have you, they're on their Facebook page, your ad's appearing. You could target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. I know that some, when they run their own Facebook ads, they find themselves in other states. It's just knowing the algorithm, right, and the proper settings. So,
so it sounds like something you would be able to help me with, though, is to get us not only on the first page and at the top for our, not only our classes, but our also our venues.
But also in additional areas. Correct. Because really, those Google ads as well, even with Google ads, I mean, of course, they run on a rotation, right? So Google Local Map, you get up to, you can use up to 17 keywords or search terms. With Google Ads, you can use up to 50, right? Now, with Google Ads, you could target by zip code, you could target by county, by city, by mile radius, whichever you prefer, right? That's how those are going to run. Now, with Facebook Ads, you could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. The furthest those will ever reach, the Facebook Ads, is 50 miles. That's the furthest they'll ever target. But they work well. Google and Facebook work very well together hand in hand. So depending on what you're trying to do, I mean, it's going to determine on what packages.
The other thing I had a question of is before when Aaron was doing the Google Ads for me and my dad as well, we would both joke about how the minute he would start running those, I'd get all these calls from like people who didn't speak English or different people looking for like the AAA, Home Depot or whatever it was. Is that something that you guys don't have, that won't incur when you do it? Or I don't know why I was doing it when Aaron was doing it.
Yeah, interesting that you were getting those type, because typically Google Ads, right, if someone's typing in like art classes near me, right, if I'm, because I'm in Orange County, right, if I type art classes near me, I'm going to see at the very tippy top sponsored ads, which are the Google Ads, right, typically when they click on that Google ad, it's going to take them to your website, okay? That's what those Google ads will do, or you'll get a click to call, right? But when I'm doing that search, it's going to pull anybody that's within a 5 to 10 mile radius that's near the location, depending, you know, of course, on the device that I'm using. If I'm looking at it from my iPhone is going to ping any from the location where I'm actually, where my location is at on my iPhone. If I'm at home, and I'm doing that search, it's going to pull anybody that's within my zip code in Anaheim, right? Because that's where I live. But with Google Ads, it's going to allow even that company that might be, like if you're 20 miles away, it's still going to show your Google ad appearing because it's part of the areas that you're targeted, that you're targeting, right? So
yeah.
As to why you were getting calls like from people that didn't speak English or, you know, just calls that didn't pertain, it's kind of interesting. It could have been maybe just, you know, whatever keyword he was utilizing. I mean, AAA, that's crazy because, you know, that's got nothing to do with what you're doing, right? So we have an algorithm, right? And here's one thing you can also track with us as well. You have this customized tracking and reporting system that allows you to track your results. Not only are you able to track the phone calls that you're getting, you're also able to track how many times you came up in the search results, what keywords you're listed for, how many times they clicked on that ad. Even you can even see where they performed the location of the search. It's definitely what I consider the beauty of the program is really tracking your results and not just taking our word for it, Greg, that the program's working, okay? Because we want you to be able to track that. You can always, you know, change your keywords. So it's not set in stone that that's all you're being found for, right? You can change your keywords at any time. We focus on the keywords that are the most searchable and that are going to get you the best results, get you found, you know, in more of those search results when they're performing that search. Like, I mean, people search party rentals, you know, quinceañera rentals, you know, there's just so many different ways, right? So those are typically keywords that they're utilizing. And of course, I mean, you have your input on it as well. The technician kind of goes over everything with you because, I mean, we also want your input on it because this is your business. It's not just off of what we say. We take into account what you want, and then they go over that with you as well.
So as far as within the 50-mile radius or whatever that you're able to do with the art classes and the venue rentals and getting it to the top, and are you able to do that with is there like a specific limit of how many different areas we're able to target, and does the cost go up based on how many I require? Because like I mentioned, I want to do, like, you know, the mobile side to get keywords in there within a 50-mile radius. So, like, the Paint and Sips also to, like, if anybody looks up Paint and Sips, like, we come up top. And I know this
if you say, listen, I want to target a 50-mile radius from where I'm PIN verified, okay? It's like drawing a circle 50 miles around your zip code and throwing a blanket over it. So if anyone's searching for venue rentals, you know, Sip and Paint, I mean, this is what's going to get you found in those areas, right? So it's not like, for example, just to throw this out there, if you wanted a package that is what I would consider our really aggressive package that includes both Facebook ads, Google ads, local SEO, directory submission, which what that means is we get you also listed on directories that are the most relevant to your business, right? Directories that I always like to mention, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, White Pages. I mean, there's just a number of them, right? But of course, it's the most popular ones that also people utilize. So if you have directories, you know, with profiles already on those directories that I mentioned, we're not going to create you new ones. We just make sure that when we're updating your information, that we are updating it across the board, right? So, we also include the voice activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, as well as exposure on mobile devices covering iPhones, Androids, and tablets. If you went with the package that includes all of that, and I'm talking Facebook ads and Google ads as well, that package is going to run you $5.99 a month. It's a flat rate. $5.99 a month with the $99 setup fee. Okay, so what you're looking at is $6.98 for that initial investment to get started, and then it's $5.99 every month after that. Now, how we break that down, okay, from that $599, $300 of that is going to be allocated to your Google ads that we're managing. So you're not incurring the cost per click. We are. You're paying a flat rate, right? We're also taking from that $5.99, $100, and we're allocating that to your Facebook ads. Okay? So, the rest goes to your local SEO. Does that kind of all make sense?
Yeah, now I know my dad's package, he was signed up for, it was like $2.99. What was that?
Yes, that didn't give him Google ads, that gave him just the Facebook ads. You could do that package as well if you wanted to do just the package like he is, which is the Platinum package. That's the one that's $2.99 a month with the $99 setup fee. So he paid $3.98 to get it started, and then he pays $2.99 every month after that. That one gives you the Google Local Map listing, right? So we would be managing your Google profile page. As I mentioned to him, you want to make sure that Aaron's has given you access to that page, because what you're going to do is add us on as managers. So that way we can optimize it for the other keywords and manage that profile. Okay? It also includes the Facebook ads, being local, directory submission, will ensure that your website is being attached wherever your business is promoted. It includes the voice-activated searches as well as the mobile platform. The only thing that package does not include is the Google Ads.
Okay, and then...
So you could definitely go with that package, because here's the thing, and I'm gonna show you the comparison between Google Ads and Facebook Ads, okay? Google Ads, across all industries, is an average 4% conversion rate. Average $10 per click. Okay? With Google Ads. That's across all industries. When you compare it to Facebook Ads is a 9% conversion rate. Average 50 cents per click. Remember, you don't incur the cost per click. We do, because you're paying that flat rate. So when you compare Google Ads to Facebook Ads is double the conversion rate compared to Google Ads.
Yeah, that's because, like, the social media.
Yeah, because again, social media, honestly, and even in your industry, social media is a really good route for you because of the fact that you know how many people are on social media, first of all. Second of all, anyone who's done a search for any of the keywords, right? And even if they didn't call you, Greg, they go to their Facebook page, they're going to be reminded you were looking up painting classes, right? Or you were looking up, you know, sip and paint. You were looking up a venue. Here's a company, right? Here's one available. It's retargeting them. It's like I was telling your dad, my husband does dialysis, and I had to talk to the nurse. And mind you, I know the phone number by heart, but for whatever reason, I couldn't remember the number. So I called the dialysis center. I just looked them up on Google, called them up. So when I went on my Facebook page to do a post for my granddaughter's graduation, all of a sudden I got this Fresenius Kidney Care ad popping up. And it's because they targeted me as having an interest looking up their kidney care services on Google. So that's how those Facebook ads are going to work. And especially with what you're doing, I mean, you know, I don't know how many girls' days we do. I don't drink, but my sister-in-laws love sip and paint. They do it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I'm definitely going to point them in your direction. You know what I mean? And that's not just to say, you know, I mean, I always like to help out other businesses, right? So, and especially because, I mean, we're in the same area, but I mean, it's so popular. The sip and paint is so popular. I mean, I have friends that do it all the time, but, and even especially with venues, like, I mean,
yeah,
someone's always going to need a venue. You know what I mean?
That's kind of the thing is I feel like our classes are optimized because, like you said, when you search it, we're the first one that pops
right
up. But if we could get to a 50-mile radius, that would be even better. And then also the things I want to work on now are the venue and also the mobile site of the site of the classes.
And those are all keywords that we can also focus on to get you found for those other services, right? Because like you said, I mean, and I told you, I looked up art classes in Corona, you popped up, right? But even with those Facebook ads, it's still going to target a 50-mile radius, which I think is plenty. You know what I mean? Especially in the area where you're at. And still getting you found for even if someone was looking for a venue and they didn't call you, but they're on Facebook, they're going to see your ad, right?
Right. Okay. Is there any kind of commitment to, like a contract or anything?
Like I told your dad, the only thing that we ask, because as you know, it's not going to happen overnight, right? Everything's still going to be a process. But like I told your dad, it's a 2-month verbal commitment. You're paying monthly. If at any time, Greg, you want to cancel, you want to pause it, all we ask from you is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not incurring that charge. That's it. We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee or hold you hostage or anything like that. I mean, any reviews that you generate, and I am going to encourage you, get your clients to leave you reviews on your Google profile page.
No, yeah, I do that a lot. And when you see the Google, you'll see we have quite a few already. We've only been in business for about a year and a half. So I ask people all the time, and they're usually willing to do it. So,
And that's good. I always encourage that with anybody that I talk to, even if they don't even sign up with us, I always encourage them. On your Google profile page, you don't have any. When was the last review that someone left you? Do you remember?
Yeah, somebody left the most recent one yesterday.
Okay. Sometimes when they leave a review, it might take a couple of days for it to post. It's interesting because, like, I see when I'm looking at it, this is so weird because I'm looking at your page, right? At the very bottom, it shows that you have 31 reviews, so I can click on it. But at the very top of your profile, it doesn't show your reviews showing there, but you got like 31 of them. Good job. Yeah, there was one left from Paula 3 months ago, another one 2 months ago, another one 2 months ago. Yeah, you have some really good reviews. I love that they put their pictures on there too. Looks good.
And is that something you can fix to put them to the top, or?
I just think it's interesting that yours isn't showing at the top, which is kind of weird. I could ask the technician why it doesn't show them. Because you know how typically when you look at someone's Google profile page, it'll show their reviews right underneath of it. Your reviews are showing at the bottom where it says reviews, which I think is
weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think I'd like to try, you know, I know it takes a couple months to get
going with all that, but if I could optimize those other areas and try with just the, with what you talked about without Google at first and then see how that goes. Now,
okay.
What do you need as far as, you say you need a...
What we're going to need, so what you're going to do, like on your Facebook page, right, just to be clear, you're going to add us on as managers. We're going to manage your Facebook ads. So what I'm going to tell you is this. Don't run any Facebook ads because you're spending more money, and we don't want it to interfere with what we're doing. Okay? I know you've been spending like what?
Does that apply to the Instagram ads as well?
No, because we don't touch Instagram. Excuse me. So the ads that you're running, do you pay them through Instagram and then they just post on Facebook?
Yeah, I pay them through Instagram.
Okay, so but because they're connected is probably why they also show up there.
Yeah, but I noticed that also on Facebook they don't run as ads because it'll ask me if I want to boost the same post that I already boosted on Instagram.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Yeah, so then as long as you're not boosting it on there, then you should be okay. Because we're only going to be working with the Facebook. We're not touching Instagram. So you should be fine.
Okay?
So you'll add us on as managers to your Facebook page, and then you're going to add us on as managers to the Google profile. Do you have access to that profile page on Google?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, awesome. Because I know your dad didn't, and he was going to reach out to Aaron to get the access to it. Okay.
Yeah,
that's typically all we need. All we need from you as far as like access to those things. Cause you're just going to be, like I said, adding us on as managers. I had told your dad, cause he didn't have access to his Google business profile. I said, you need to get Aaron to add you on to give you that access because you're going to tie our hands if he hasn't done that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What was that?
Sorry,
I'm sorry. Oh, no. Go ahead.
So do you send out like an email and something I pay over, or do we do this all over the phone, or do you send
We do it
email?
All over the phone, but I do want to send you everything in writing. I was going to ask you what's the best email for you.
So the best email is Greg with one G at the end. Hill, H-I-L, so Greg J. Hill, 123@gmail.com.
Okay. So it's Greg, J as in John, Hill, 123@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be getting these two emails coming from me, Nadine Medina at Local Splash. So the first one, what it's going to say in the subject part of the email is Google and Facebook marketing. Okay. It's going to show you that the monthly cost is $299 month to month with a one-time setup fee of $99, okay? Everything that is included in that package, meaning the Google placement, the listing, when it's going to tell you that the listing's exclusive. What that means, Greg, is that if someone were to call us to sign up, you know, they want to sign up their art classes or their venue, and they're in the same location that you are, we can't sign them up. Because of being that we're a Google channel partner, we're allowed to work with one business per industry per area. Okay? So that just tells you we're not going to be turning around and then signing up your competitors, in other words. It's going to include everything as well as the Facebook ads, the review capture system. So, you know, we help you with that too, the tracking and reporting system as well. So that's the first email that I'm sending off to you right now. The second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Now, what that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system on how you're tracking your success with us. Okay, so I'm just sending you an example of that right now. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Okay?
Okay.
How's the weather over there right now? We're like in the high 80s.
Like
you guys are always hotter than us. I think because we're closer to the beach, right?
Yeah, it's like 103 today, I think.
Oh, my God. I know. It's like total heat wave right now. I mean, I've been waiting for, like, summertime to come. We're going to Palm Desert at the end of this month. And my husband's like, you know it's probably going to be, like, 120. And I'm like, that's okay because I'm going to fry out there with my suntan lotion. I'm like, I am like literally white all year long, except for the summertime when I go to Palm Desert.
Nice. Well, that'll be fun.
Right? I know. Everybody's like, how can you be in that heat? I like it. I like the sun. You know what I mean? But if you're sitting by the pool, you're cool. You know what I mean? Jump at the pool and then come back out and just lay out, because then you just dry up. It's not a big deal. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on this phone that you and I are speaking on, can you get text messages as well to this number?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you had the business now, Greg? You've been doing this a while?
We've had it for a year and a half.
Wow. That's awesome. That's really awesome.
It's starting to pick up, and so that's why. I mean, it makes me happy that you. Yeah, it makes me happy that you said the website is really good, and like we should just, you know.
Honestly, one thing, I will be a straight shooter with you. I'm never going to sugarcoat it. I mean, I tell business owners all the time, like, I'll see some of their websites and I'm like, listen, we can do better. You know, some websites, you know, and I get it. Sometimes people, they're trying to create them on their own. But honestly, this website looks good. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it doesn't. I would be a liar if I said that. You know, I see websites all the time. You know what I mean? I think the guy's done a great job. I don't want to downplay what he's done. Like I said, I think it's just been a lot of work, you know, and that's why he's, you know, and he's not charging you guys that much, because he doesn't want to be held accountable either. Because if you're paying him like a good amount of money, it's like, I need these changes done. You know what I mean? And so he could be held accountable for that. So I definitely don't want to downplay what he's done, you know? So I'm sending you these three text messages right now to your phone. So the first one will have my contact information. As I told your dad, I'm what's considered the lead on the account. My job is to kind of talk to you about what you're currently doing, find a plan that would best fit your business, right, to get you the best return, and then to be able to apply credits. So because you're actually a referral on your dad is why I'm also giving you the same rate, just an FYI. Between us, you know. Now, if at any time, Greg, let's say you're getting some, you know, it's working, you're getting like, listen, I want to invest more, I want to do Google Ads, you always have that option, always, okay, to upgrade.
Okay.
Or you just stick with what you have, and why fix it if it ain't broke, okay? I'm also sending you the number to our customer service. So anytime regarding your account with us, you have an update, a change, a question, you got a concern with the account, you're going to contact customer service. We're based out of Fountain Valley. So we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 every day. Okay?
Okay.
And then I'm also sending you this link. It's a YouTube video that's about maybe 6 minutes long. So when you have time, just take a look at the video. It's just going to give you this, you know, simple demonstration on how you log in and track your results and maneuver through the reporting system. So I just want to confirm you did get all three text messages, right?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Now, I do want to clarify. So artist is... it's plural, but I notice on your profile it has the apostrophe S. Is that how it should read?
Yeah, but just for the website, the URL, I don't think you can put an apostrophe, can you?
Yeah, no. Well, here's the thing. We're not even going to tinker with your website at all. And with URLs on websites, they wouldn't even allow an apostrophe because they're so case sensitive. They don't recognize their symbols. I just want to clarify and just be sure, because as I see your company name currently reading, it's artists as in like ownership, like artists with the artist. And then it has the, apostrophe S. It's not artists as in plural. So I just want to be clear on that. Do you want me to send to you how it shows?
It's apostrophe. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because what I'm doing is verifying information to make sure it's listed accurately. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, just to kind of let you know, and I can kind of see why Aaron did this. So, like, when we're reading your, excuse me, your business, right, your business name, it has art classes, venue rentals, and events center, right? I can see why he did that, because he wanted to make sure, like, if someone, you know, found you, that they see, oh, you do venue rentals and you do event centers, right? So do you just want it to keep it the same as how it currently is showing as Artist Collective, Art Classes, Venue Rentals, and Event Center?
What do you think? Let me ask my partner real quick. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, go right ahead.
I think that's okay for now, yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to do is have it showing as if that's the way your whole company name reads. Okay? Only because of the fact that if that's how you want it, wherever we're going to list your business, okay, it's going to be updated to read like that.
Okay.
Okay? So just want to confirm that with you.
Maybe we could add, like, mobile paint parties.
Well, that's going to be part of your keyword and search terms, right?
All right.
Yeah, that's part of your keywords and search terms. It's just that what we do is we do a name address cleanup. So they're going to run a scan wherever your business is listed, okay, amongst directories, apart from the Google profile. We are going to ensure that name is going to read exactly how it reads on your Google profile page and across the board, that phone number is the same across the board. Your address is the same across the board. They call it a name, address, phone number cleanup, because if it's not consistent, we want to make sure that it is. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the phone number that I do see showing on it, I just want to confirm with you, should be the 949-342-5351 number. That's what's showing on your Google profile. Okay.
Yeah,
and that should be the number that they call.
That's my Google phone number, and it helps because when the way Aaron set it up is that when somebody calls, that's a customer, it says Artist Collective, so I could tell.
Perfect. Okay. So he put like a Google tracking number is what he did. Okay. So we'll make sure that that's the number. I'm just going to update it here on my screen. Yeah, it might sound kind of silly, some of the things that I'm asking, but my job is to always confirm everything because we want to make sure I'm notating everything accurately. So when the technician talks with you, they're going to go everything as well, go over all of that to ensure that it's listed accurately, and then they'll talk to you more about the keywords and search terms and so forth. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then is your first name Gregory, but you go by Greg like your dad?
Yeah.
Okay, last name is Hill. I was like, wait a minute, this doesn't sound like Greg. When James is like, I have Greg on the, and I'm all, this doesn't sound like Greg. I just talked to Greg Hill this morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. I was like, okay, makes sense. All right. And then, okay, address, I see it there, suite 6-135. Okay, got that. All right. Now, is there anyone else that you want to authorize on this account to make any changes, Greg, in the event you can't call in to make a change?
Yes.
Okay. Who's the other person that you want to authorize so I can notate it on the account in case if they were to call to make a change? We're going to verify that it's them by their phone number. So what's the first and last name?
Tiffany Hill.
Tiffany Hill. Okay, and this is your wife?
Yes.
Okay, that's the best partner to have, right?
Yeah, most of the time. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, of course.
You better hope she's not there standing next to you. If my husband said that, I'd whack him over the head. What's your phone number?
What's your phone number? 951-316-2960.
It's so funny. You know that my husband, my number is the only one that he has memorized. He doesn't, well, his sister's because she's had it for years. I tell him, you better know my phone number, right? I think we just get so glued to our phones that it's, I just say, Siri, call so-and-so, right? I don't even, I couldn't even tell you if I know anybody's number other than his. I don't even know my mom's.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So if Tiffany ever calls, they're just going to confirm with her what's your phone number just to verify it's her, and I'm going to have that notated on there, okay? And
okay,
I'll have her listed as someone who can, who is authorized to make any changes to the account if you, if she were to call in. Okay. Now, Greg, the card that you're using for the payment, is that card in your name, the business name? Does it have both?
Yeah, let me, I got it here. Let me just,
okay.
I gotta,
no worries.
Real quick. Actually, I could probably find it on my wallet. I'm new to this whole wallet thing.
It's okay. In the meantime, while you're doing that, I do want to set up your client interview. I prefer to do it, if not by tomorrow, no later than Wednesday, okay? The client interview, it we block out an hour, but it can take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions, details you have, right? But I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. How does your schedule look for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I would say, tomorrow, anytime after 11.
Okay. Let me tell you what times I have. Tomorrow, I have an appointment available 1 to 2 or 2 to 3. Do either of those times work for you?
I'd say 1 to 2.
1 to 2? Okay. So let me schedule your client interview right now while we're on the phone. Now, during your client interview, okay, they're going to call you between 1 and 2 o'clock, and they're going to call you from an 877 number, okay? You just want to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. You're going to receive a calendar invite from me. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your appointment is going to be between 1 and 2. Now, when they call you, Greg, we'll send you a reminder, in fact, an hour before your client interview just to let you know it's coming up. But when they call you, let's say you're in the middle of something, right? You need 5 more minutes. Just pick up the phone and tell them, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And they will call you right back, okay? This client interview is important because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we are moving, okay? So let me just schedule that for you. Now, typically, I do the introduction. I always like to introduce you to the technician. Unfortunately, tomorrow, I've been told this to your dad. I was kind of bummed, but I have a procedure that I'm doing tomorrow. So I'm going to be out of the office after 11 tomorrow.
Okay.
So I won't be able to introduce you, but I'm sure you'll get one of my favorite reps. I mean, they're all my favorites, but I have like special ones that always work with me. So... And your account will be heavily notated, so they'll know exactly what they're doing. And, of course, they'll answer any questions you have, too. They're really good about it. So let me send you this calendar invite real quick. Any correspondence that we do with you is always going to be through either phone, text, or your email, the one that we have here that you provided. So let me do that real quick here. Let's see. Gregory Hill, so that way they know who it is. Okay. I almost put your dad's email. I'm like, wait a minute. I know I was having good conversation with your dad about the epoxy flooring. We were talking about it. He's like, yeah, you know, put the keyword man cave. I said, yeah, you want to know what's funny is when we got the epoxy flooring in our garage, it turned out to be my husband's man cave. He started busting up. He's like, that's why I'm telling you, man cave is the keyword I want you.
Yeah.
Okay, so just sent you the calendar invite. Okay. And then what was the name on the card? Does it have like a middle initial or just Gregory Hill?
Gregory Jonathan Hill.
Okay. Spelled out Jonathan?
Yeah.
Okay, is it Jonathan?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Same, and what's the billing address? Is it the same as the Cabot Drive?
No, it's 2418.
Okay, 2418.
Nova, OVA.
Uh-huh.
Way, Corona, California, 92883.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And what